Weekends in the morning, The Warren Pierce Show, 760 WJR.
Are you doing your yoga this morning with us? Well, I don't. If you're doing it with our next two guests, then you're doing it alongside, or maybe a goat's on top of your back. But to find out for sure, we check in with the manager of Pingree Farms. I don't know if you're all familiar with that. They're in the I-75 7 Mile Road area, so keep that in mind. And we've got the goat yoga instructor on the line, too. Holly Glomsky, let me start with you first. What is Pingree Farms? I know it's in the I-75 7 Mile area, but was it always a spot for people to go do yoga, or was it some sort of farm to, I don't know, familiarize people with farm animals?
Yeah, so Pingree Farms is actually a nonprofit organization. We specialize in educational and community programs for the Detroit area. And so we have everything from a complete farm with all the farm animals that you can imagine, and 15 acres of planting space, of gardens, basically for the community to benefit and utilize. So goat yoga actually is a fundraiser that helps support all those educational and community efforts.
Where did you hear about doing yoga with a goat, or plural?
Well, we have lots of goats that we do yoga with, absolutely. So about 20 in a class plus, and more coming soon. But we actually had a friend that of ours that shared some social media and some videos of this lady doing yoga with our goats, and just as more of a joke, we decided to do just a couple classes because people that we knew wanted to give it a try, and we ran 2 days of classes, and they sold out in less than 36 hours, and people were begging for us to run more classes, and that was just last year. So we decided to really put more time and attention into it, and do basically a seasonal classes. So we run classes in the springtime, and run classes in the fall and early winter.
Well, you got to start doing them maybe every week. And now Susan Brennan's on the line too. You're the what, goat yoga instructor? From what I understand and what I've read, Susan, this was the goat yoga concept originated over on the West Coast in I think Albany, Oregon, a year or two or so ago. What do you make of this? You do it. You're the instructor. What do you think?
Oh, I love it. I'm one of the few. They have a great group of instructors there, and I just love doing it. It is always interesting. It brings so much joy and laughter to the people who come. So it's really just a fun experience.
How many different kinds of, and I'm not a yoga person, I like to work out, but I don't do yoga. How many different kinds of yogas are there? For example, I've heard there are these hot yogas that take place in a room where the temperature is like 120 degrees. But how many different kinds of yogas are there to participate in?
There's all different types, and anybody can come to this class because it's a very basic class. Some people even come and they really are just there for the goat. And if you get a chance to have a goat curl up on you or fall asleep on you, some people just sit there the entire time and just soak it in.
What is yoga therapy? What is yoga supposed to do for an individual? Just yoga itself, not necessarily with goat yoga, but what does yoga accomplish?
Well, I think that the goat yoga helps you to really stay present. That's part of our goal of yoga, is to live in the present moment. And we do that by having these wonderful distractions that keep us present constantly. It's really easy in a class where there's not so much going on for your mind to wander and think about all the stuff you have to do. But at goat yoga, your mind
days in that moment.
Well, Holly Glomsky is manager of this Pingree Farms where the goat yoga is taking place. I thought I saw a picture or two of a goat actually on top of someone's back while they were doing yoga.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's so fun. The goats actually around the whole entire room as the class takes place. And what's amazing is we actually, Susan and the volunteers in the class and myself were talking yesterday about all of the just impromptu experiences that happen during class. So these goats actually use, they love goat yoga first and foremost. The goats just, they're like chomping at the bit to go into the class. They use the participants as like a playground. So every class is a little bit different, and that playful, cute, fun spirit of goats, and especially baby goats this time of year. Those are the classes that we're offering, or the goats
the
that
baby,
we participate in the class.
The baby goats.
Goats.
All right,
nothing cuter
no,
or more fun than a baby goat.
Can't be. You remember where you heard this first. Our magazine did a piece on it as well. Call out there if you want more information at the Pingree Farms. Holly Glomsky is the manager. Thanks for getting up with us this morning. Susan Brennan, good luck with the goats and the other yoga that you're instructing. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
You're welcome.